check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Polokwane 26, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg 29.
The good news is that stationary truck on the N1 North near New Road has been cleared. The highway's flowing again. However, Pretoria side Eskom Patlele Drive North delays towards Moort Street and roadworks causing some delays. Linwood Road eastbound restrictions near the King's Highway.
The African Transformation Movement has welcomed the resignation of Mohali City Mayor Danny Tupane. Tupane resigned ahead of a motion of no confidence against him tabled by the PAC. He is the only councillor for the ATM in the city and he was elected in April last year. Here's ATM National spokesperson Zaman Chona.
This decision, while difficult, underscores his commitment to the people of Mohali City and the greater collective efforts towards addressing the pressing challenges faced by the municipality.
Meanwhile, the Freedom Front Plus's Danny Turin says the leadership instability will ultimately affect service delivery.
Unfortunately, it is the residents of Mohali City that are actually suffering the most due to this continuous change in political leadership in our town. The fact of the matter is also that emotions of no confidence has become a political game.
Sharpeville residents are demanding control of their township economy following the fatal shooting of a local shopkeeper. The incident occurred last night. There's a heavy police presence in the area. Locals allege foreign businesses are damaging the area's economy. To Bronkhorstspruit now, where 25 learners have fallen ill after allegedly consuming snacks purchased from street vendors outside a local primary school. The children were rushed to hospital earlier today. Here's the Housing Education Department spokesperson, Steve Mabona.
School officials acted swiftly after the learners began exhibiting symptoms of illness and they contacted the emergency services where these learners were then transported to Zithobeni Clinic. As it stands, about 22 learners have been discharged. Meanwhile, one learner remains at the Zithobeni Clinic receiving necessary medical attention.
The Mpumalanga Education MEC Kathy Dlamini says the provincial department is seeking to achieve an 83% pass rate at the 2024 matric exams. This after the province received a pass rate of 77% for the class of 2023. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. The Mkhonto West Sizwe Party has expressed disappointment over the National Prosecuting Authority's decision not to charge anyone in connection with the Palapala saga. This includes President Cyril Ramaphosa and the head of his Presidential Protection Services. This relates to the 2020 theft of a large sum of money from the president's Palapala farm in Limpopo. In 2022, former spy boss Arthur Fraser accused the president and Major General Vali Rueda of attempting to cover up theft. And at the same time, the president says there's a general positive outlook on the future of the country from investors. The president made these remarks at the South African Auto Week opening in ceremony today.
Through our support programs and master plan, we have striven to ensure that the automotive sector is stronger, globally competitive, and transformed. Through the Automotive Master Plan, we aim to increase the industry's contribution to global production and increase local content to about 60%.
I'm Chanel Subdemonet Vidi with Nis Deir, the African Transformation Movement. Deri bedanking van die Mohali City Burgermeester Danny Tupane vir welkom.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. on Jacaranda FM.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and two, you say hours yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the back.